This is the Man in Line on location.
Pastor Mai, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line, live on location from Castle Russian High School in Castletown. We're with year 12s and year 13s to find out in the next hour what exactly is on their mind, what makes them motivated, what tees them off. And let's find out. The voters of tomorrow are here. The taxpayers of tomorrow are here, live at Castle Russian High School on Man in Line. And Ruby's on first. So, Ruby, what level of netball do you play?
So, I play club level and I play for the Isle of Man under-17s development squad.
And how long have you been playing netball?
Since I was about 7 or 8.
Okay, what first got you into it?
There was a school club that sort of got me into it.
So. Any particular teacher?
Well, it was the MSR. They used to come into the
school. Manx Sport and Recreation.
Yeah, they used to come and do netball clubs.
Okay, and how often do you play netball now?
I usually play about 3 or 4 times a week.
And do you often sing Adele songs when you're playing netball?
Not when playing netball. I sang at Oliver's Assembly last year.
Oh, did you? What did you sing? Which Adele?
I sang Skyfall.
Did you?
Yeah.
And was she good?
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
And Fionn, do you sing?
No, not at all.
At all?
Nope, never ever.
And do you play netball?
Nope.
Okay. What subject? What are you doing?
I'm doing English literature, history and art.
And are you aiming for university?
Yeah, I am.
Any particular university?
I'd like to be in a city. I don't know which one specifically, but... Yeah, that's
okay.
My aim.
And a lot of students, when they leave the Isle of Man, some just never come back to the Isle of Man because they like the life in the UK. Mm. I mean, do you enjoy the Isle of Man? Do you like living on the Isle of Man?
Sometimes. It really depends on the day. If it's a sunny day, I like it a lot more.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to do.
I mean, it can be frustrating, particularly for young people, because of lack of facilities on the Isle of Man. Is there anything that you think the Isle of Man or Castletown, the South, should have that would be better for young people?
I'm not sure of any specifics, to be honest, because I think, I don't know, I spend a lot of my time like at the beach and doing things like that. But there's a lot of holes in... our facilities.
In social life and
yeah.
What have you.
Uh-huh.
So you're not a clubber at all, are you?
No.
Well, of course, you're at that age where at the moment you're not the alcohol age yet, are you?
No. Okay. 16.
And Lucy, you which drama school was it? Was it a drama school you went to?
Yeah, I went to Parker and Snell for a while with Ruby.
Okay. And what led you to that? Why did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did some school plays in primary school and I just really liked it, so I wanted to continue. I did a lot of dancing as well.
And do you still do drama?
I do the school plays, yeah.
Okay. Is there a drama course at Castle Russian?
Yeah, I did GCSE drama and you can do A-level performing arts, but I'm not doing that.
Okay. And what are you doing?
I'm doing psychology, criminology and textiles.
So leading to any sort of career?
I'm unsure at the minute. I quite like the sound of psychology and education, or maybe something to do with fashion journalism.
Okay. Any particular fashion that you follow?
Well, obviously I do textiles, which is quite like organic fashion,
yeah.
Rather than the stuff you'd see on the catwalk. So I quite like the sort of unique things like that.
What do you think about the way that, I mean, the fashion world has become very green, it's become very environmentally conscious over the past few years. Do you think that's going in the right direction?
Yeah, I definitely think so. There's obviously still a lot of fast fashion. Like, I know a lot of people shop on Shein, which is like awful for the environment, but there's so many young people that don't have enough money to buy sustainable clothes. So it has to be done.
And fast fashion isn't going out of fashion. Lots of people do buy very cheap clothes, don't they?
Yeah, especially I think with the rise of like influencers and micro trends, it brings a lot of like people like, I need this newest thing right now, so they just get the cheapest version of it.
And those influencers will be on what, TikTok, Instagram?
Yeah, TikTok, yeah.
Okay, are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
Do you, and on Instagram as well?
Yep.
Do you post or just follow?
Oh, I just follow. Yeah. Okay. I post if there's like an event.
Ned, are you on social media?
I am, yeah.
And what do you post or do you follow?
No, I just follow.
Okay. Are you on what, X it's called now, isn't it, Twitter? Are you on X?
Or not really, no.
And what do you follow on social media?
Just like sports teams and things like that, stuff I'm interested in.
We have to say, which football team do you support?
Liverpool.
Did you watch the match last night?
I did, yeah.
What did you think?
It's not great at all.
Now, there's a theory going around, though, that is, I mean, has the heart gone out of Liverpool because Klopp's going?
I don't think it will, no. I think Klopp was a good manager, but I think from there, I mean, he did a lot for us, but there's not much he can do other than just pass us on to the next manager, I suppose.
I mean, do you think he's had his day? Do you think he should go?
I don't think he should go, but he's been a great manager for us, but I don't think it'll be the end of the world when he does.
Who's your favourite Liverpool player?
Mohamed Salah.
Okay. What do you think of the goalkeeper?
Alisson.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the best, yeah.
Okay. Matty, are you a football fan?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You play rugby for Nomads, is it?
Yeah, I do.
How long have you played for Nomads?
Since I was about 7 years old.
Okay. And what got you into playing rugby?
My dad did. He always played when he was younger, so it just got passed down to me.
And does he still play?
No, he doesn't anymore. He's too old for that now.
Does he come and watch you play?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. I mean, how many nights a week do you train with Nomads?
It's only once a week. That we train, and then we have a game on Saturday, either every week or every other week.
Okay, what's the standard like at Nomads?
It's all right. There's a lot of very good players, but once you reach a high level, they want to move to the Douglas sides because they play across.
I was going to say that. I mean, Douglas obviously, and the Vaggers will tend to cream off good players, and I know there was a bit of resentment about that at one time, just taking good players from other teams. How do you feel about that?
Obviously, it's not great, but you know, if people want to take their rugby career one step further and play in England, you can't really blame them, because it is just, it's good fun and they'll enjoy it. There's no point not playing if you want to pursue that.
Are you a rugby player, Louis?
Well, I've represented the school playing rugby, but I don't play outside of school.
Do you play any sport at all?
I used to play hockey, but I've called that quits now for the time being to focus on my A-levels.
Okay, and what A-levels do you do?
I've taken criminology, English literature and global perspectives.
Any career in mind?
Not at the minute, no. I'll just see where the wind takes me. I don't have anything planned at the minute.
And what does criminology, if people don't know what criminology means, what does it involve?
Well, the study of the psychology behind criminal minds, basically, why people commit crimes.
Have you come to any conclusions?
It's a work in progress. I've still got a year and a half left to find out. So.
Yeah. I mean, do you like the course?
Yeah, it's very good. It's very interesting.
And what's the teacher like?
I have three teachers that will do three different subsections, but they're all very good. They're my three favourite teachers. So.
It's interesting. I mean, do you ever watch documentaries about crime on television or criminals?
Occasionally, yeah. I didn't, prior to picking it as an A-level, it wasn't a thought of mine. I just saw it on the list of A-levels, thought this is a new subject, and I'm willing to try it, so.
Okay. And Corbyn's on as well. Hockey player, is that right?
Yeah, I play for Castletown in Ireland under 18.
Yeah. Enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely.
And what are you doing at A-level?
I'm doing maths, physics and business.
With the hope of doing what?
I'm currently looking at engineering, but I'm not really sure.
What sort of engineering?
Structural or civil.
Okay.
There's so many different types and there's so many different pathways. I'm unsure of which one to take because they're all...
I mean, what sort of guidance? Do you get guidance from school regarding careers?
Lots. Like I talk to my teachers quite a bit about what they did in the past and the likes. Like my physics teacher, he was a mechanical engineer, so I was talking to him. And so I actually think the advice from school is very good.
Good. And are you a TT fan at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
So
yeah.
4 weeks tomorrow. Well, 4 weeks. Yeah, 4 weeks tomorrow. The pre-TT starts in the south as well. So, do you watch TT at all?
Yeah. I watch. I try to get down to most of the races.
Where do you go?
I like. Well, for the TT, I like. Bugaro.
Yeah. Well, they whistle through Bugaro, don't they?
They do a fly. Yeah,
it's very quick. Okay. Lucy, you obviously, are you a big TT fan?
No, not really, to be honest. But I do like to watch it, just for the atmosphere.
And where do you go to watch it?
I was at the grandstand last year because my mum got us some VIP passes, so that was quite fun.
I mean, lots and lots of it brings lots and lots of people into the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And it's probably the only time where we get lots and lots of tourists as well. Do you work at all?
Not at the minute, no.
So who worked at the Sound Cafe? Oh, it's Louis. You worked at the Sound Cafe, yeah?
Yeah.
Does that get busy?
It's busy is an understatement. It's just chaos for.
What do you do? Weekends and holidays.
Yeah, so I work on Sundays while I'm in school, basically. And then on holidays, I'm just in as much as I can, really.
And what's your job there?
I'm a KP, which is a kitchen porter, but yeah. I do a multitude of tasks. It's not really one set task. I could be washing dishes, I could be running food, I could be making food or preparing food. It sort of varies depending on how busy the day is.
How come you chose that job?
Oh, well, my brother started working there, and he literally came home one day and said, we need more people. So I went in, spoke to the boss, and he just said, yep, come down, try. And now I'm stuck there. So,
is it tiring?
It is tiring, but as is any job in a kitchen, it's not the easiest job in the world. It's definitely not the hardest, but it's enjoyable. It's fun. You get a lot of soft skills out of it as well.
How busy does it get, though?
During TT, it's just flat out for about 9 hours, to be honest. And yeah, there's not really much you can do. It's just work for 9 hours, go home, and then if you're in the next day, it's just keep working and working. But it's definitely worth it. It's good fun.
Jasper's here as well. Jasper, you were on last time. I think it was June last year we were here. Yeah. And what does the badge say there?
Equality and Diversity Ambassador.
And what does that mean?
It just means that I produce educational material such as like PowerPoints and slideshows and posters about minorities such as the LGBTQ+ community.
Okay, and does that fit into the curriculum here? Is that outside the curriculum or within it?
It's outside the curriculum. I'm hoping to have my PowerPoints added to the tutor, like they show things during tutor time, and I'm hoping to have them added during June, which is obviously Pride Month.
And how does the school, I mean, what's the policy on LGBT?
Just accept them. There's not really any policies, really, except for non-discriminatory. You know, had some people suspended for using slurs in the past, things like that.
And do you think things are improving?
Definitely, yeah. It's when I first joined, it was not particularly friendly place, but it's got a lot better.
Yeah. And is that from the students themselves or is it from the staff? Where does it come from?
I'd say it's mostly just students. It's become more normal to accept and normalized. So the students, but the teachers are definitely pushing for it as well.
You're in your final year.
Yeah.
University next year?
Not next year, but the year after, hopefully.
Okay. What are you studying at the moment?
History, geography and global perspective.
Do you know where you're going to go?
I'm hoping to go to either Lancaster or Sheffield to do history.
So in the meantime, what's the year going to be filled with?
Working in a legal department.
I thought you were going to say you were travelling to the Far East.
I'd love to go see all the sites of cultural heritage, but I don't think it's the safest place at the moment.
So you're going to go to the... So you're working in a legal department,
yeah,
yes?
Office.
Is that for experience or just to put some cash to one side?
A bit of both. Obviously, it's a lot easier to get work after uni if you've got a bit of experience, and university is very expensive now, so just having that money means that I won't be leaving with quite so much debt.
Yeah. Are you convinced about university?
Definitely.
Something you definitely want to do.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready to leave school quite so permanently yet.
Well, if you enjoy school, it can be a bit of a wrench.
Yeah.
To do that, and if you're happy at school with people around you, and why Sheffield?
They've got great student life there, and I thought the history course looked really interesting, so I thought I'd put that down as my second option.
Any particular part of history you're looking at?
Mostly stuff like the World War I, World War II period. That interests me quite a bit.
Okay. Any reason why?
Just because, you know, my great-grandfather was a captain in the Royal Navy during the war, and my great-grandfather on the other side was part of the Home Guard, so it's just a bit of, like, I've had the stories passed down, so it's just something that's been part of my life for years, and it's just interesting to study it.
Are you on social media, Jasper?
I have Instagram, and that's about it.
Do you post?
From time to time, usually pictures of my holidays or cadet-related things.
Yeah. Are you in the cadets?
Yes, so I'm in the King William's College in Carstrush.
Oh, CCF.
Cadet, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a Chief Petty Officer in the Royal Navy section.
Fantastic. That's great. Ruby, we were talking about music before. How do you listen to a lot of music?
Yeah, I do listen to a lot of music.
Are you on Spotify?
Yes.
Who pays for the Spotify?
My friend's mum. We're on a family plan, so Fionn's mum kindly pays for my Spotify.
Are you on social media?
Yes.
Which ones again?
I'm on Instagram and TikTok.
Not Facebook at all?
I'm on Facebook, but I don't really pay attention. It's just for netball, really.
Right. I mean, how do you feel about social media in general?
I think it could be a really good resource. Like, it's for young people especially, it's such a vital way of, like, receiving news. But I think the cyberbullying side of it is, I don't know, very, very dangerous.
Have you seen that firsthand? Have you seen that happen?
Not firsthand, but I've heard stories of, like, friends of friends that have experienced it quite badly.
Fionn, I mean, what do you think about the downside of social media?
I think it can be very unrealistic. I think a lot of people, social media gives them very unrealistic expectations of what their life should look like and how they should be. And, like, obviously, it's really not all it's cracked up to be on social media. I think a lot of people only post the best parts of their life, and then as a result of that, a lot of people are insecure about, I don't know, how they are and how they're feeling, but really it's not.
And filters don't help, do they, on photos?
No, not at all. It's definitely a big root of insecurity for a lot of people.
So, I mean, I mean, that happens to some people. Some people do go down that kind of dark hole of getting insecure over social media. I mean, have you had any friends who've come across that side of social media?
To be honest, I think it's impossible to avoid seeing filters and just thinking to yourself, oh, like, I wish I looked like that, or I wish that was me. But I think you've just got to kind of snap yourself out of it and remember that that's not, probably not what that person really looks like, and that's probably not what their life is like every day.
Lucy, have you come across the downside of social media at all?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with everything Fionn said there about unrealistic filters, but I also think it's very addictive, and people, like, post things that they know is going to hook the younger audience in and just keep them scrolling on TikTok for hours. Like, I firsthand done that a lot.
Why do you think people are fooled by it?
Because when you go on your phone, you see all these great things, and then you turn it off and the world's not like that, really. I think a lot of people have this, like, mindset of, well, I need my life to be like that, so I'm just going to watch that all the time and stuff like that.
How do people snap out of it, do you think?
Put your phone down, put time limits on your apps, or just delete the apps altogether.
Okay, Lucy, how much, you know, when you get your smartphone screen time every week, how much time do you spend on your phone a week?
I don't know about weekly, but I put a limit on my phone, so I'm only allowed to be on it 2 hours a day, because otherwise I would spend a lot longer on it.
Okay. Louis, how much time do you spend on your phone a day?
A day, it can vary, really, depending on how busy the day is. Like, if it's a weekend, if it's a Saturday and I've got nothing going on, and I'm not meeting my friends or anything, I'll obviously spend a lot more time on there. But if I'm in school, I try and limit it, because it's just a distraction, really. It's quite difficult to juggle in private study as well, because if you're there, you're meant to be studying on your own, and you've just got a constant, like, feed of things that you like and, like, interests sat next to you.
I mean, do you find it easy to discipline yourself with that?
Me personally, I don't struggle with it. It's definitely a difficulty. I think quite a lot of people would be lying if they said it wasn't, because lots of people have TikTok. I don't really know many people who don't have TikTok, and don't use it all the time. So,
At the moment, there's the big debate at the moment because TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and everything in China is monitored by the Chinese government. So, TikTok could go. Could you imagine if TikTok went?
I'd say it'd probably be for the best. To be honest, I can't imagine too many young people would be pleased, but it would definitely be for the best.
Now, 100%. You're a gamer, aren't you?
Occasionally. I used to be, yeah. I wouldn't consider myself a gamer in the grand scheme of things.
You used to be, though.
I used to play a few games every now and then, yeah.
Okay, so which games?
Well, I used to play Fortnite back in its heyday. Great game. Lots of people played that. I don't really play it anymore. Call of Duty, GTA, stuff like that.
Right, Matty, do you play games at all?
Yeah, occasionally I play games.
Which one?
Rainbow Six Siege.
How long for?
Only like an hour at a time.
Okay, what machine do you play it on?
I play on an Xbox.
Okay. And any who else? Corbin, do you play games?
No, I don't play any video games.
No, at all?
Not anymore, no. I used to when I was younger, but it just took up way too much of my time.
Oh, did it? You came to a conclusion that that was enough?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you remember what forced you to come to the conclusion?
Nothing in particular, but Fortnite was a big one. I just too many hours on it.
It's very addictive, though, isn't it? They're built to be very addictive.
And even like the free games like that, you can buy like the Battle Pass and all the V-Bucks. It's a free game, but you can spend so much money on it. I see my friends spending loads of money.
Yeah. See, you didn't. And Ned, do you play games at all?
I do. I've played games like FIFA before and stuff like that.
FIFA?
Yeah.
Okay. How long for?
I try not to spend too long on it, maybe like 1 to 2 hours.
All right.
But I don't occasionally play on the weekdays, usually only on the weekends.
Okay. Hey, Matty, do you know what happened here on, I think it was Monday? It was Monday, the first one. Did you come to the government's listening to you tour, Matty?
No.
You didn't. What do you know about Manx politics, Matty?
Not a lot, to be honest.
Really? Who's the chief minister, Matty?
Alf Cannon.
Oh, that's one.
Yep. Come on.
Louis, who's the Treasury Minister?
I'm not very clued up on this particular field.
No?
I think Corbyn is. I'm fairly sure.
You look like you know who the Treasury Minister is, Corbyn.
Not the foggiest.
No. Do you follow Manx politics at all?
Not at all, no.
Do you follow any politics at all?
I follow a bit of UK politics.
Yeah, do you know who's contesting the American presidential election?
I know...
Condell Ingle.
I know one of the Kennedys is, is it his nephew? He's going for it, isn't he?
Is it?
Yeah.
Who is Robert it, Louis? Kennedy. Who's contesting the American presidential election?
Yeah, Robert Kennedy.
Who is it, Matty?
John Pork.
Who is?
Oh, I cannot tell you.
Okay, who can tell me who's contesting the American presidential election? Jasper, you can, can't you? Who's contesting the American presidential election?
Would it happen to be Donald Trump?
Okay, yes, if he makes it out of court, yes.
Yeah, if he does.
And representing the Democrats?
Republicans. Joe Biden's
right. Joe Biden, he is, yeah. Who do you think's going to win that?
Hopefully Joe Biden. I don't think the world could handle another term of Trump.
Do you think, the fact is, though, lots of Americans like Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true, but we've seen his popularity decline quite a bit over the past 4 years, especially with his whinging about everything on Truth Social, whatever it's called. It's definitely turning people away.
He mastered the art of social media, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
In politics now. So... and social media is going to be taking over politics in years to come. Obviously, you're now of a voting age.
Yeah.
Do you follow politics at all?
I sort of dip my foot in every so often. I know a bit about UK politics, and I keep an eye on American politics, a bit about Manx politics only when it comes to the election season.
Where do you get your news from?
Usually the news app on my phone or any newspapers that come through. We get the Times from time to time.
What's the news app on your phone?
Oh, I think it's like Update News, but it just collects like the Guardian, Sunday Post, things like that, and puts them all on my like a feed for me.
Okay, Ruby, what do you know about Manx politics?
Really not much at all.
Have you ever met a Manx politician?
I probably have
ever met an MHK.
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I don't think so.
So anybody? Have you ever met a Manx politician? Can you name a Manx politician?
I've not met any Manx politicians, no. But We've had them come in and do like assemblies before. I remember in primary school we had quite a few assemblies from MHKs.
Do you remember the names of the MHKs?
There was Morehouse. He came.
Jason Morehouse, yeah.
He did a couple of assemblies in primary school.
Okay, and Lucy, do you follow Manx politics?
Not particularly, no. I like to stay up to date with Ports and Mary politics, though. There
How
is a
come?
Facebook page called Ports and Mary Residents and Ratepayers, which lots of people like to complain on. I like to look at that from
why,
time to time.
Why Port St Mary?
That's where I live.
Okay. And, of course, they just had a... Didn't they just have an election?
Yeah.
They did, didn't they? Yeah. There was a couple of commissioners elected. So, what do you like about Port St Mary?
It's very scenic. It's very calm. But there's also lots of people that like to complain.
And the roads as well. But are you learning to drive?
Yeah, I am,
at the
yeah.
moment? How many lessons have you had?
Oh, many.
Have you taken your test at all?
No.
Has anybody passed the test here? Jason? How many lessons did you have, Matty?
Too many to count.
Oh, come on. How
like,
many?
I have no idea. I did test for about a year.
Yeah.
It took me about a year and a few too many tries at my test to pass it.
And what do you drive? What car?
I drive an Audi A3.
Okay. Is that your car or a family car?
Yeah, it's my car.
Okay. Are you a good driver?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Are you an R-plate?
Yeah, I've got 2 more weeks on my R-plate. And then
okay, Louis shaking his head. Why would he shake his head?
He's not a good driver.
He's not a good driver?
No, he killed his old car. He's had to upgrade to this Audi because the... Volkswagen Polo or Golf, was it, I believe? It had a few engine mechanical failures, you see, so he had to upgrade to the what newer car.
Did you forget to change gear or something? What was it?
Yeah.
What did you do, Matty?
I believe they call it a money shift, changing gear without the clutch.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's embarrassing for me, but, you know, it's in the past now.
And who bought the car?
I bought the car.
Do you work?
I do work, yes.
What do you do?
I'm a receptionist and cleaner at the Gym and Cast on Evolution.
Okay. And you're a member there as well?
Yeah, I am also a member.
Okay. Whereabouts is Evolution?
It's in Cast on Square.
Is that the one that used to be the old bank?
Next to the old bank.
Next to the old bank, yeah. How long have you been going there?
Oh, I've been going since it was Bodycraft before then, so about 3-4 years now.
So you won't remember Castletown Square when you could actually park there. You used to be able to actually... Oh, you didn't crash into something, did you?
No, I didn't crash into something. No, I've never crashed my car.
No, no. So what did you do to break the engine?
Well, in reality, it was a faulty timing belt with the car.
Yeah.
So it just... Over the years, it was quite an old vehicle.
Yeah.
So over the years, it just worn down and just typical Manx seawater salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wore it out a bit.
They're all shaking their heads, Matty.
They're all lying.
They're all know.
Right. So who else? You drive, don't you, Jason?
I have passed my test, but I don't have a car yet. So
okay.
Yeah.
World politics is very big at the moment. At the moment, there's obviously conflicts going on in Gaza, conflicts going on in Ukraine. There's a lot going on at the moment. I mean, do you draw any particular conclusions from what's happening around the world at the moment?
A worrying shift towards the extreme right is what we're seeing in a lot of countries, such as Italy with their new prime minister, I think it is. I think it was the... Belgium or the Netherlands recently elected a far-right person. Obviously, we've got Sunak in the UK, who's a bit dodgy on the policies towards human rights and inclusivity, things like that, yeah. So,
I mean, are you fearful about the world? How do you view the world?
I definitely think it's getting more dangerous for a lot of people. Obviously, we saw in the US a couple of years ago the overturning of Roe v. Wade with the stripping of abortion rights from lots of places, which is obviously a fundamental human right. And if we're regressing like that, then we'll be back in the 20th century before we know it.
So do you think there is a shift to the right?
Definitely, we are seeing it. Especially with things like Islamophobia, transphobia, that's all on the rise at the moment as well. So
what can change that?
I'm not really sure. Obviously, our generation that's coming up, we're tending to be a bit more towards the left, so, and we're not shifting towards the right like previous generations have done, such as your generation started on the left and shifted towards the right, but we aren't observing that in millennials and our generation.
And do you think, coming back to social media, you think social media plays any role in this? Because 40, 50 years ago, there was no social media. There was just traditional media, newspapers, television, and what have you. And now social media is a completely different paradigm.
I'll definitely say so. Obviously, young minds are quite impressionable, and you can just pay for advertisement. So anyone could pay for their political views to be projected onto millions of phones across the world. So it's just, it can be a very powerful tool.
How do you, I mean, you say you find your news on the phone. How do you filter out? I mean, how do you look at something and say that you don't believe? How do you have a truth filter for your news?
I tend to just read through them, and if they, you know, I can fact check it myself by comparing it to other news articles like The Guardian and Sunday Times and things like that, see what they're all saying and work out what's actually true and what's just a bit like conjecture, hyperbole.
Ruby, I want to come on to, we were talking about vaping before as well. How big vaping is a fact of life for your generation. Lots of people do vape at the moment. Do you make any sense of why people vape?
I think the market for vaping now is very projected towards children, teenagers, which is a really sad factor. But it was originally there to stop people from smoking. But I feel like some of the flavours and stuff are very directed towards younger people.
You say children, and it is children in many cases, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, how young have you seen people vaping?
I don't know. I know there's quite a few people very low down in school that do.
Yeah. But outside of school as well, do you see
outside
people vaping?
Well, I feel like you can't really walk through Strand Street without
smelling strawberries.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. What do you make of vaping, Fionn?
I think Ruby's right. It's definitely directed at younger people and not at the original kind of intention.
Yeah.
Which is really bad, because obviously that is leading more people into doing it, and then it's a vicious cycle, because then more people think it's cool and more people end up doing it and harming themselves.
But lots of parents tear their hair out of it. They can't find a way around this, and what's in a lot of the vapes could be harmful.
Yeah. Obviously, because it's so new, a lot of people don't know what's actually in them, and I think there's been far less studies into it than there have with cigarettes. So yeah, it's a bit of a mystery, really, what's in them.
What do you think we can do about vaping, Lucy?
Well, I think a lot of people, obviously, they must have means of getting it. So if they walk into a shop without an ID, I don't think they should be served. I think shopkeepers need to, you know, clamp down on that. Definitely.
Well, the issue, I think, is that some people who are underage and want to vape, get older people to buy it for them, don't they?
Yeah, that's also true. But I do know a lot of young people who would say, oh, I just bought this from the shop. And it was that shouldn't be allowed.
What do you reckon on vaping, Ned?
I don't think it's great at all. It's something that younger people need to be educated on, about how bad it can be for your body.
Why do young people who vape, why do they think it's acceptable or fun to do?
Well, I think it's about the flavour and a popularity, maybe, wanting to be cool.
Oh, peer pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in a peer group that vape, do you think it's going to die a death? Do you think it's going to go away?
I mean, I think it could go away one day, but it all depends on what the next thing is, really. I don't think we'll ever go back to the smoking ways. I don't think that'll gain popularity as much as vaping again.
We're live at Castle Russian High School in Castletown with the students in year 12 and 13. I'm back in a moment.
Your home's got more style with Lifestyle Furniture. More luxurious beds, more sumptuous sofas, more beautiful living and dining furniture, plus made-to-measure curtains and blinds, art, accessories, lighting, and more. Visit our main showroom at Snugborough Trading Estate, Union Mills, or pop into our second home at Tynwald Mills, St John's, for boutique collections and exclusive designer brands. For everything your home's been waiting for, and more, it's your Lifestyle Furniture.
Meet Jane.
When Dad began forgetting the little things, we knew we needed help.
Mum Benham walked us through every step.
Real stories, real solutions. Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham.
Life isn't always easy, and we can sometimes feel we're totally alone in our struggles. From employment issues, housing benefit complications and relationship breakdowns to faulty goods and bad workmanship. But whatever hurdles you face, Manx Citizens Advice Service at Tai Rush and Port Erin is here to help you overcome them with free confidential support and advice and guidance on where to get the help you need. We're open each Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. No appointment necessary. Alternatively, leave a message on 833976 or email scas@manx.net and one of our team will get back to you. Citizensadvice.im. Here for you for life.
Road racing is back on the island, and Manx Radio 1368 will be an essential part of it, bringing live practice and race commentary, news, travel and more to the island and the world on AM, online and digital. With airtime, sponsorship and digital advertising options available now, it's your chance to reach a global motorsports audience. So contact our sales team on 682-620 or on sales@manxradio.com. Manx Radio 1368, the best biking station in the world.
After another roller coaster season of ups and downs, highs and lows, the 2023-24 campaign comes to an end for FC Isle of Man on home soil this Saturday. The Ravens face Lower Breck at the Bowl this weekend with the chance to end their latest league adventure with a top 10 finish. Join me, Rob Pritchard and Tony Meppen for FC Isle of Man versus Lower Breck, kicking off at 6 p.m. this Saturday. Manx Radio will be providing full live match commentary on our DAB and AM 1368 channels. Live coverage of FC Isle of Man on Manx Radio is supported by Selton, investing in our community.
This is the Man in Line on location.
With Castle Russian High School today in Castle Town. And Louis, what were you saying about TikTok? Do you think it's going to last? Do you think it'll be here?
Well, it's just, like I said before, this is on everybody's phones. There's permanently new things circulating. There's a thing at the minute called the TikTok Riz Party, which a lot of people are... Basically, it's just a subsection of TikTok which people are.
Do you bother? Are you on TikTok?
I am, yeah.
And do you care that there may be Chinese government agents scraping all your data and saving your data for the future? Does that ever cross your mind?
Obviously, it's a concern, but I feel like a lot of other apps also do that as well without people having knowledge of it, and that's not really a great deal I can do anymore, to be honest.
Do you live in Castletown?
No, I live in Colby.
Okay. Now, in the future, within a couple of years, you could have massive wind turbines above Colby at Eerie Stain looking down. How do you feel about that?
I'm not too sure, actually.
Lots of people get...
I think it would be a bit of an eyesore, to be honest.
Lots of people are upset about it. Other people can't wait for it to happen. Do you think it's all part of this green target that the Isle of Man's got?
Yeah, well, I feel like it would be a source of renewable energy, but at the same time, like I've said, it would be a bit of an eyesore. Colby's quite a scenic place, yeah. To steal Lucy's words. It's quite a scenic place. It's a very beautiful place, in my humble opinion.
Matty, would you live in Castletown? Whereabouts are
you? Yeah, I do live in Castletown.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about these wind turbines?
Well, I own a farm just across by where they're putting them in, and it honestly doesn't bother us. Like, it's making the environment better. Although it might be a slight eyesore, I don't think it's enough of an eyesore as why you wouldn't do it. And the positives outweigh the negatives every time.
Right. And all the people that are against it, why do you think they're against it?
Well... Just,
it's not on your farm, is it?
It's not on my farm. It's,
so you're not getting massive rents from it?
No, unfortunately not. It's just across the valley from the farm, but
right.
A lot of people don't like it just because it's not the normal over here, and quite a lot of Manx people just like things the way they are and don't really appreciate change.
What do you farm?
Cows.
Okay, and how's business at the moment?
Well, we're not a large-scale farm. We only take between like 9 and 13 cows at a time just to keep the grass down, really. But hopefully in the future that'll change.
Are you going to stay in agriculture?
Not full-time, but I plan on helping out.
Do you like the farm?
I do like the farm, yeah. It's very nice. It's a very peaceful place.
You were brought up from a kid there, were you?
No, I've always lived in Castletown, but on the weekends I was always taken down there just to help out and run around in the fields and stuff like that.
Ned, what do you think about the Isle of Man, these green targets for the Isle of Man and wind farms and what have you?
Well, I've not got much of an opinion on them, really, but, like, I think it's really good that the Isle of Man are starting to look into these things.
And Lucy, do you live in the south?
Yeah, I live in Port St Mary.
So you'd see these big wind turbines from Port St Mary. Would it bother you at all?
Honestly, no, because I think it'll be doing great things. So we're just going to have to get used to it.
Okay. And as far as... Anna, what did you want to say? You wanted to say something, didn't you, Ruby?
About the new school.
The new school?
Yeah.
The Newcastle Russian High School.
It's just not... When's
it going to happen?
I have no clue.
I don't think you'll be here when it happens.
No, we got promised that our last year of sixth form would be in the new school, and that's 100% not happening. And I think it's really vital that we have the new school, because this school isn't really fit for purpose. They've installed new mobile classrooms, classes are happening down at the Castletown Youth Club, and with new estates being built, like the one in Ballasalla and the new one being built in Castletown, we really need a new school.
And what's the feeling like in the school about this?
I don't know, I think lots of students would like a new school, but not many people realise how much we need it. Like, the ceilings are leaking, it's very cold.
Does it get cold here in the winter?
It does get very, very cold.
Does it?
Yeah, and then too hot in the summer.
So, but I mean, as the school goes, it's a fairly happy school, isn't it, inside?
Yeah, no, we've got a really nice community here, but the building's just really not fit for purpose.
So what would you say to the politicians who've been faffing around with this for years now?
Please just get it done. We really need the school.
Do you use the swimming pool at all?
We did lower down in school, but that's another thing if the swimming pool goes bust. Because I think it's 77 of the Isle of Man swim records are held by southern swimmers. So to take away the southern swimming pool is going to be very vital to a lot of swimmers.
Okay, how do you feel about the new school, Jasper?
Well, obviously, they were promised that they'd have it there last year. We were promised that it'd be done when we were gone. So
you were told what, lower down the school, there'll be a new school?
Yeah, we were told that the year we left, it would open for the year below us, for year 13s. It's never really been much of a concern for me, because we were expecting to go right away through in this school, as we have. But obviously, this school was built on an old Air Force base, I believe. So it's just a bit knackered, old, paint's falling off, walls are leaking.
You look back with fondness, I would imagine, in years to come.
I already look back on fondness for year seven and things like that. Yes. So yeah, it's a very homely school, I'd say that. Whereas
a happy school.
Yeah, but if you go to like St Ninian's, it's all a bit clinical, it's not particularly nice to be in the lower school, that is. The higher school's a bit sad.
Yeah. Just going back to TikTok, we were talking about the threat for social media and the fact that, you know, people may be scraping data from it.
Yeah.
Does things like that bother you?
Not especially. I don't know what they're going to get from my data, to be honest, because, you know, I don't use TikTok myself, but on my other social medias, it's just like I follow my friends and I like posts about football or Formula One. So I don't know what they're gleaning off of me that's worth that much.
Interesting. So do you drive again?
I passed my test last week, but I don't have a car yet. So
was that the first time?
Second
time, yeah. Do you use public transport?
Quite frequently, yeah.
And whereabouts do you live?
Castletown.
Okay, so and where do you use the public transport to?
Port Erin or Douglas, mostly.
Okay, and how do you feel about the public transport?
I think it's quite good, you know, except on Sundays it's every 20 minutes or so it's very regular, it's fairly affordable. I feel like the bus cap when that was in effect was very good, you know, £2 to Douglas was a lot more affordable than £2.70 is, especially for children. If you don't have your school bus card active at the time, then it's a bit unaffordable for, you know, year 7s or 8s who don't have a job.
So, and do you work at all?
Yes, I work in Marks and Spencer's.
In Douglas, yeah? What do you do?
I'm just a customer assistant, so on the tills, stocking the shelves, things like that.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, it's a lot better than... I used to work in an ice cream shop, and that was too busy for me. Marks and Spencer's is a lot more relaxed, and everyone's really nice there.
What's it like dealing with the great Manx public?
In Scoops, the ice cream shop I used to work at, it was a nightmare. Marks and Spencer's, I've never had a problem.
Everyone's. I thought everybody was happy buying ice cream.
Far from it. You know, the shop was always hot. It always smelled like ice cream, which in the hot day can get a bit unpleasant. And queues up the road and things like that. So everyone's a bit agitated by the time they got to us.
Right, I just want to come back to university. I think, Matty, what did you say you were going to do at university?
I'm not planning on going to university.
You were going to become an accountant?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, and that didn't come from your family?
No, it hasn't. It's just I'm quite good with numbers, and I thought it's a career path that I would find interesting.
Okay. How does that go down with your peers, with your friends?
They all think it's a good idea. They all support the decision that I've made. They all said that I can go visit them in uni as well, so I'm not going to miss out too much. But I think it's a good right decision for me.
And how do you qualify as an accountant? What do you do? Do you go and work for an accountant, first of all?
So you go work for an accountancy firm, and they train you up for 4 years, and then you become a fully qualified accountant, and then Bob's your uncle.
And will you want to go into business for yourself or work for somebody else?
Either or, really. I mean, it'd be nice to have the money from working from yourself, but I wouldn't mind working for a business.
Ned, who's going to be the next Liverpool manager?
Could be a...
Who's the guy from Rotterdam they're talking about? From Feyenoord.
From what?
Feyenoord, the Dutch team. There was a manager of Feyenoord.
It could be Xavi, I'm not sure.
Oh, Xavi Alonso. He said he didn't want
it,
didn't he?
He said he didn't want to, but I still think there is a possibility that it could be.
Do you think Liverpool have peaked, though, now?
No.
Matty thinks they have.
Matty's wrong.
Because the thing is, when you get a manager like Klopp, who's been so influential, and then they go... You've got to have somebody very effective to come in after that, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of VAR?
It's not great. I mean, like you said, the referee should have the decision because he's on the pitch.
And you don't... do you think you should keep VAR for anything? What about goal line technology?
I think goal line technology is important, but I think in quite a few games where it's been an important decision, it can be wrong, maybe. So, yeah, I don't think it's great, any of it, really.
Okay. Who does athletics? Does anybody do athletics at school? Anybody? Nobody does? No. Louis, you don't do athletics, do you, Louis?
No.
Okay. Will you be watching the Olympic Games?
Probably not, to be honest.
Because it's interesting, nobody's made any fuss about the Olympic Games this summer. Corbin, are you going to watch the Olympic Games?
I'll definitely watch in some of the events, yeah.
What do you watch, sprinting or anything like that?
Long jump, I always like that, long jump and the triple jump.
Long jump, it's in Paris this year, nobody's been talking about the Olympic Games at all. So we'll see what happens. I'm just interested now to see... are you going to stay on the Isle of Man after university, Corbin?
I'm actually looking to travel after university, if I do go to university. But I'm definitely going to, at some point, I'll come back, and this is where I plan to stay. But not.
Where will you travel? Where do you want to go?
New Zealand is definitely on the list. Australia, Japan, South America.
Who's paying for all this?
The best idea would be to have travel with a job. Like I know lots of accountancy firms, they have firms across the world and you can go work in their different offices.
Right, okay. Louis, are you, after university, will you come back to the Isle of Man?
Yeah, similar to Corbin, I'll be going travelling. It probably won't be with a firm doing work, it'll just be on my own. I'll just have to save up, buy a van and just...
Whatever. A van?
Yeah, that's the plan, go travelling.
Where would you like to go? Where do you think you'd like to go?
Quite literally a lap of the world, just from east to west. So, yeah.
Parts of it are quite dangerous, though, aren't
they?
Yeah,
I know, but it's all part of it, isn't it? Obviously, I'm going to avoid the dangerous parts, but...
Okay. Hey, Lucy... university when? After next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you're going to come back to the Isle of Man?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to settle down here when I'm an adult, but I think I'll probably work across for a few years first and also go travelling.
Okay. Ruby, you're into university as well?
Yeah, I think so. It's just the safety aspect of the island, because it's so safe over here, sort of put me off uni a bit, because some of the horror stories that you hear from... England.
It is a very safe. It is a very safe place on the island, though, isn't
yeah.
it?
So I definitely want to come back here, but I do want the experience of living away.
Hmm. And where would you like to go to university?
I'm not too sure yet. I think I'm thinking sort of a northwest uni because I don't want to be too far away.
Right.
And somewhere easily accessible.
What would you like to do at university?
Law.
With a view to becoming an advocate or?
Yeah.
On the Isle of Man?
Yes, I think okay. so.
Does that run in the family or just your idea?
No, well, my dad's a director at Keynes, so he's sort of got me speaking to people.
Right, okay. So is it something you think you'd like to do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, my dad's not a lawyer, he's just sort of given me the opportunity to speak to some, and they all really enjoy their job, and it's really credible pathway.
Good, okay. When are you singing next?
Probably at the Castle Russian Summer Showcase. Not now, no.
When's the Castle Russian Summer Showcase?
I'm not sure. They haven't finalised it yet, but we're hoping to put one on.
And do you know what you're going to be singing?
No, not yet.
Okay. What's your favourite song?
Oh, I don't really have a favourite song.
Have you got a favourite singer?
Favourite singer? Not really, no, actually.
But you're an Adele. You're an Adele fan, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I do like some Adele.
Okay, and again with Adele, she had that big problem with her voice, didn't she?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Is she back to how she should be?
Well, she's on tour at the minute. I don't really follow her too much. I just like her music.
Well, I have to talk about Taylor Swift then. What do you think of Taylor Swift?
I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of Taylor Swift. I like some of her music, but I think as a person, she's not the best.
In what way?
There was a whole thing that came out a few months ago about her taking really short private jet flights, so which is obviously not very good for the environment. So, yeah, things like that.
You not heard the new album?
I've listened to a few. Lots of my friends are big Taylor Swift fans, so I've sort of not been able to avoid it.
All right. We've been live at Castle Russian High School today with Jasper and Ruby and Fionn. We couldn't get Ruby to sing, and Fionn and Lucy and Ned and Matty and Louie and Corbin as well. And that's it. We've been live at Castle Russian today. WINT